9 minutes in and you're starting to think, here we go again?
Yeah, yeah, most certainly, yeah. It brought back, you know, fairly bad memories, to be fair. And you know, it looked like here we go again. But to be fair, we stuck at it. You know, we didn't panic. We kept at it. While we didn't look like breaking them down, we got an equalising goal, if you like, early, as in the first half, out of the set piece. And I thought the second half we deserved to win it. But like, you know, looking back at it after nine minutes in, it was a great ball in from Stokes. He's a great delivery with his left foot, and we lost. We lost the 12, the foreign lad. He got a great glancing header, a great goal from their point of view, a very disappointed from our point of view. And I thought, well, probably the best thing of it is that they scored early and gave you a fair amount of time to try and pick up the pieces, but thankfully we did.
Yeah, I was looking at it, there was a huge upturn after the second half. I mean, even before the second goal to put you 2-1 up, you know, you'd got three corners, you'd had a couple of attempts on goal in the space of 9 minutes, so there was a kind of an upturn there. Was that just the wind factor, or was that did you feel yourself that you were at a different pitch?
Well, to be honest, the wind factor was massive. That wind was going straight down the pitch, and it's really only, you know, before the game, half time, and the end of the game, when you're out in the middle of it, you realise it was going straight down, to be fair, you know. You know, the first half we weren't all that bad going into the breeze, to be fair. You know, we comfortably defended bar that set piece, and indeed the second delivery that they had after that. But it was a matter of trying to get the goal to go ahead. Had we gone 1-0 up, I think it might have been easier. It was a matter of getting your noses ahead, and thankfully we did, you know, whatever it was, 10-15 minutes into the second half. And from there on, I felt, you know, it was probably the only time we were comfortable.
A lot of teams have kind of come here and they've been comfortable like that. You had a bit of difficulty last time, yeah. And again this time you picked it up a bit. Maybe it was the fact that you dropped points before crucial, because otherwise you'd be coming to play a team that hadn't won a game all season. It'd be easy to be a little bit complacent.
I felt we were well prepared the last time we were here. You know, to be fair to the young Stokes boy, the last time we were here he scored a brilliant goal, and it looked like they'd go on and win it. You know, they scored and went 1-0 ahead with about 20 minutes to go that day. At least they went 1-0 ahead here with 80 minutes to go. They gave you time to maybe lick your wounds and start again. But no, to be fair, we knew how difficult it was going to be. We knew the last time how difficult it's going to be down here. We don't make things easy for ourselves by any manner. And I'd say I'd want to be a bit disappointed that, you know, they didn't get something out of that game, having gone ahead so early. And to be fair to them, they defended comfortably until maybe the second half. But when we went 2-1 up, they had to come out, and they left gaps behind them, obviously, which suited us. But no, we're delighted to get out of here with 3 points, to be blunt, because we didn't the last time.
And nice to put yourselves in a position now. That's a big 3 points. A couple of the teams beneath you have dropped points this evening, so you can kind of start looking up towards UCD rather than worrying about the teams coming up behind you.
Ah, look, I mean, UCD are home and host, to be fair to them. You know what I mean? They're the best side in it. They bet us home. And away, you know, like whatever chance we have of catching UCD or anyone catching UCD, we let that go the day before the break in June with the best 3-1 at home. They're a serious side. And, you know, should we get to the playoff, at least we won't be playing UCD in the playoff. But to get there, we're not home yet. We've a long way to go with 3 serious games. I mean, you look at Cabinteely, we've got them in our last game of the season, and they're a proper side, as the result went tonight, according to the lads inside. Yeah. We've got Galway in 2 weeks' time, who are a serious side, a proper full-time side. So we then go to UCD in the middle of it, so we need to pick up points there to try and get in the top four. But like, if we got in the fourth place, yeah, we'd say, okay, we've achieved something, but, you know, we need to get there first.